Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. And today, talking about video games with me is...
Eric C.K.
Dave.
Jeremy.
Brian.
All right, guys. We're talking about video games that you like to play. Well, it doesn't have to be video games.
Stop
games
playing
that
a
you
game.
Like to play.
I'm playing
Brian,
one of
I'm
my guilty
throw
pleasure
that
games right now.
Out the door. Talking about games that you like to play that you know are bad, but you play anyways because they do something for you.
I can talk about Brian's game.
Yeah. What shitty game is Brian playing?
It's the SimCity Build It.
I don't think it's bad. Like,
it's fine.
I'm playing
Sim
it too. SimCity. Like,
I've been to lunch with Brian 3 times this week, and I think that I saw his eyes once.
Well, yeah, because you were looking down at your little like cupcake touchy game and the Disney moveabouts.
Disney moveabouts.
What?
And you're playing with bears. And you're like, oh, Disney animation's so great.
I know.
And look,
yours
I made a
way
whole
worse
bear that
than
filled
Brian's
up the whole screen. See, I paid attention.
It's impressive.
You don't know shit about Langerhans Isle, do you?
Stupid. It's Disney Tsum Tsum, and it's an excellent game, and I have no guilt about
it. Is that why yours is Tsum Tsum?
It sounds cool.
It's actually a really guilty pleasure game because there's no point to it. It's just a matching game. And there's no end game, and I'm kind of playing it as like a collection game where I'm trying to get all of the Tsums, but it's played like Lucky Box style where you get 10,000 coins or 30,000 coins, and then you get a box which will have a Tsum in it, and that Tsum is random, and it can be one that you've already gotten before. So
what is a Tsum?
It's a character. It's one of the Disney characters. They just call them Tsums. It's just their little head.
Okay.
So
I thought maybe I was on the like outside of the realm.
No, I don't know why they call them Tsums.
More signs that I'm old and uncool.
Yeah, that's a weird name.
Well, that's very true, but not because of this.
Yeah.
But it's...
I have a mortgage.
Yeah. You're old.
The burden.
You're old. It is a guilty pleasure game, but it's fun. It's just... hypnotizing.
That's all these, like, since this SimCity Build It is the second time I've tried one of the style of game, which is essentially, I believe, from what I can gather, is a Farmville style kind of, where you have sort of resources and everything's on a timer and you kind of try to strategize, like, time is your economy, and then you can pay to like not have to worry about that, or you can play for free.
I like the way that Fallout Shelter did it, where you can't pay money. You pay risk.
You can pay money
to speed things up.
To
you can pay
to get,
you
like,
can
cool
pay money
shit
to get like items and
resources
stuff,
and items. And
but you can't ever pay money to get. It's also like Lucky style where you can't just pay. Like if my vault is short on food, I can't just give them cash dollars and for sure get food.
Right. You get boxes, lunch boxes.
You
which
get
might
lunch
have
boxes,
food.
Which might have food. I think that's interesting, and I think it's a better way than like it's just not direct pay to win. I like that. I was really into Fallout Shelter for a little bit, and then I didn't open it for like 2 days, and now I'm afraid that my shelter is just havoc. So
it just kind of hangs out.
Leaving
it just sits there. Where they're waiting for you to start everything back up, but nothing further like happens.
I also have 200 dwellers and like 10 pregnant women, but they can't have their babies because the vault is full. So they just walk around pregnant. And
it's really gross. You should get all the ladies pregnant.
But they're just miserable. I feel sad for them.
No, they're not miserable. They always have smiles on their faces.
Yeah, they're full of those birth hormones and stuff where they're like, yay, I'm pregnant.
Birth hormones for all eternity.
Yeah. And then you just put them back to work.
The bliss.
I make all of my pregnant ladies are working out. All of my pregnant ladies are in the gym pumping iron.
Maybe they'll pop it out that way or something.
Yeah, maybe they can...
I do think it's funny that sort of like the breaking of the narrative where it's like you're there, and if you can just remove yourself from the immediacy of like needing to keep playing the game that moment and like whatever minor goal you've set for yourself, these games are set up in a way that sort of rewards you for going away for a while.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like SimCity Build It is like this like nonstop catch up to what your population needs, and you never have enough money. Unless you just don't play for like a week. And
although,
just
although if you're if you are playing, like you do get those little pop-ups that you can click on, so it does reward you for like
paying attention.
Paying attention too.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Well, that makes it even more horribly addicting. But anyway, it's fun to be playing a SimCity again, and but I do because it is a Farmville style game. And I was doing a Jurassic Park one before, which didn't really hold on to me.
Have you tried the actual? Oh, it's not SimCity. It's Cities Skylines.
No.
It's like SimCity, but
I don't
really
want
good.
Like SimCity, Jamie. I want SimCity.
Well,
yeah. If it doesn't have the name, then it's
the
new, SimCity.
The newest SimCity was butts. It was not. It
you
did
played
not
it live, with Robert, right?
We like tried.
It was, yeah. was too.
I didn't feel it was
it
terrible.
Was too complicated.
It was too limiting. There were a number of problems with it, not the least of which being you were very constrained in the geographic size that you could put your city. And also there were other real severe issues with traffic, where
traffic
if you had
was
a
really bad.
Yeah, if you have any sort of a largish city, which is generally the goal, then your traffic just shuts down and gridlocks everything, no matter what you do.
Yeah, you can start building with like the highest, best roads, and it's still just like, no.
Yeah.
What about public transportation, idiot?
Never heard of it.
He rides bikes.
We're all bitter about public transportation in Seattle. We're like, well, why don't you just build a train that goes across the
why don't you just tunnel under this city?
Yeah. Oh, no, they're like, well, we're gonna replace a road that sort of works by digging a tunnel that never gets done. I'm like, well, what about a train that goes across the bridge here? And instead of building another bridge that's exactly like the bridge that you have to open up every once in a while.
Hashtag Seattle world problems.
Yeah.
It's not exactly like that bridge. It's different.
It's pretty much the same.
No, it's not. It's totally different. It's way higher. It's not. I don't think it's even going to turn in the middle. It doesn't look like it can because it's
no,
lifted up.
All the
it's
boats go some, under it.
Yeah, they have to go under. It's not going to turn anymore or whatever.
I think it's got little drawbridge things that
it'll
each
have
yeah,
some
might,
somewhere.
Each
drawbridge.
Side.
Yeah.
It's got little sections that are different. Anyway.
That's not why we have a new bridge anyways. It's because that one's broken and going to kill everyone.
City Skyline
we're replacing
is
all the kinds of stuff
game.
That's broken.
Is that the
but
same as
still,
Cities in Motion? Like
that
different, or
why don't
same
we have
I think
light
so.
Rail
same
that connects
developer or whatever?
West side. It seems really
I played
same.
That one.
You can make
okay.
really good public transportation in City Skylines.
Oh,
the traffic problems are fixed. From I mean, they're different games, but like
I will more
going from one to the other. I actually put a lot of time into that game.
Do you feel guilty about it?
I don't feel guilty.
And was
I don't.
It also pleasurable.
I've lost my sense of guilt for any games. I don't feel guilty about playing Sims. It brings me enjoyment.
I feel guilty about playing League of Legends because I don't actually derive enjoyment from it anymore.
I think that I feel guilty about playing League of Legends because I play it to the exclusion of other games. Like I sit down at my PC and I'm like, I should play a game. And then I turn on LOL instead of Dragon Age or Fallout or like one of the millions of games that I want to play. It's just League of Legends.
Yeah, it's like you're iterating. You're not like losing yourself. Like, there's no escapism in League of Legends.
Yeah.
It's like more hyper realism. It's like forcing you to deal with all of the things.
The realities of the cruel
yeah,
universe.
That are like the worst part about the universe, which is like shitty trolls. The fact that you have to rely on other people and they will always let you down.
Being a complete
and the
loser.
Fact that I'm shitty and old and not good at video games.
League of Legends is super fun, though.
We did play two really good games last night, though.
See? See? This is what happens.
We had our Carls were great. Well, our Carls were solid.
To clarify for those listening at home.
Or present.
Or the yeah. Carls present. Anybody who's not part of our crew, any rando, if you will, is a Carl. And if they're a Carl with a K, that means they're probably dumb or bad or a troll or just neutral. Anybody with a K is a Carl. But then if you're a cool Carl, you get upgraded to be a Carl with a C. So
yeah.
You had like C Carls.
So that's not based on you.
I have both.
So, you know, because, I mean, the ones that have the K.
I have a C and a K.
The ones that have just a C.
Still doesn't make any sense.
We just call them Carl because it's way easier to like yell at somebody. It's like, God damn it, Carl, instead of that
God damn
fucking
it, guy who's playing who? What's he? Gang? We haven't seen him all the game because he's playing Nasus
jungle.
And is just farming.
Hey, NASA's farm is real.
Like, have you visited him, Brian? No. And you're in the jungle. What are you? We don't know if he's still there.
Is he
we have
still
no vision
again
on our own teammate.
Timo's been AFK in the jungle for 20 minutes waiting for a gank.
If you don't know what we're talking about, this is really boring.
Yep.
Anyway, this is why League of Legends is a guilty pleasure game for me.
Yeah, it's also a guilty pleasure game because I end up in conversations about it at lunch with Brian or Dave or someone, and then everybody else present has to suffer
but
through
it. Yeah, so the point about League of Legends for me, why I bring it up, is just that I realize fully well that it does not scratch the particular itch. Like, it doesn't satisfy why I play games when I sit down and I want to do a session of gaming. Like, yeah, if I'm playing with friends, like, I feel like League of Legends sort of fills the space that would be like if we were playing a board game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all do something together.
Yeah.
But it does not satisfy that sort of, like, I want to relax. I want to play with a story. Like, I mean, I grew up playing JRPGs and I always want to go back to, like, a Final Fantasy, or I keep meaning to finish Ni No Kuni. And it's like, that would be a satisfying get in, do some quests and get leveled up to a certain point or whatever, move the story along and visit this cool world, and then, you know, get out and move along with your life and feel good about what you just did there, or, like, have an interesting puzzle to think about instead of feeling like garbage. Because
super
someone was shitty at middle and losing and blamed the jungle.
You have a lot of jungle.
I have jungle guilt.
Guilt. Yeah. What's your guilty pleasure game, Eric CK?
I had some on my list, but that one just brought another one to mind. What Brian was saying. Farming Simulator, I like any simulator survival game.
Hey, that game looks awesome.
Yeah, it's Farming fun. Simulator
that's not
looks
a guilty
amazing.
Pleasure. That looks cool.
I'm just saying.
Wait, what is it? Is it real? Is it existing?
Don't you remember?
Did you watch the show? Do you watch our shows?
No.
First 15.
I'm busy making content. I don't get to watch all of our content, Jamie.
You should PAX watch
is
our
in
content.
Like, PAX is in like 40 days.
You watch have a farm content. and you have to, you know, take care, you have to plant the stuff.
You
have to
drive tractors around.
Tractors, them up, and upgrade your tractors.
I need to look at this because I have had like legitimately like three lunches with different people. Like Faelauer has sat there for an entire lunch while I like explained my concept for a farming simulation game.
It's
that was based on not industrial farming, but on the concept of permaculture. Because I was like, oh, everyone who's big into permaculture thinks that education about it is one of the shortcomings of it. Like, if more people knew about it, then it would be
permaculture farming simulator.
Yeah.
That sounds super interesting.
Oh, boy.
Well, the thing is, like, I think that permaculture has largely been sort of dominated by hippies. And they're not gamers for the most part. And having people like the gamers iterating on a problem like that, which is sort of like, we know that Earth is a system of systems. And if we could, what if you had a grid and could combine all these things? It wasn't just sort of like, how much wheat can you farm because you have proper practices and you can do the rhythm of everything, right? It's more like,
I think that rhythmic aspect of Farming Simulator is probably very like
soothing. But then it's like, and you get the light fields fallow, but permaculture is more about like what would make sense to gamers, which is like, maybe it's grid based. The idea that like this crop interacts with this crop, and then they have a symbiotic relationship that lets them all exist and grow better, and so you don't have to lay fields fallow and you're more consistently and sustainably farming. So what if we all worked on that together as part of a game and it's fun? Yay, sponsored by Monsanto.
Brian,
it's a very fine niche there, Brian.
Nerd.
No, this is a guilty pleasure game just waiting to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be my like passion project when
guilty pleasure gaming pitches.
I want to make a permaculture farming game that's like incredibly boring.
Don't call it a permaculture farming game or nobody's going to play it ever.
I will call it whatever I damn well please, Joshua. This is my game.
Like the worst game.
That sounds really bad.
No one even knows what permaculture is.
Exactly. Nobody wants to. It sounds boring.
I always called it hyper farming.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Hyper farming
simulator.
Or deep
just
farming.
Just add some jetpacks and you've got a
it
good
deep
game.
Farming because all I knew about it for a long time was that like you kind of buried seeds deeper.
Speaking of First 15, I really want to play the Omega Quintet game that they played, the anime singing girl game. They started that, and I was like, yes, this game is for me. Because Mike is like, who is this game for? And I was like, it's for me. It has magical girls singing in the back.
It's for me.
The combat looks so bad and boring.
Well, I mean, they were doing it wrong.
Even if you did it right, it's still boring. You just do this, wait. Now you get hit.
That's a JRPG. Yeah.
That's what you do. It looks more interesting, at least.
That sounds awesome to me.
Yeah.
I'm in.
That sounds like a JRPG.
You select from a menu of things.
Sure.
And then you select from a menu of things again. It's you have like your party and you select from menus, but you're selecting different attacks that go together like a song. And then they all attack,
so you
like harmonize to defeat the monsters.
Is this
in this really boring
like
generic city?
X2.
I haven't played X2.
The Final Fantasy.
It certainly doesn't look anywhere near as good.
You could be like a pop singer.
Don't spoil it because I'm about to play it. Don't spoil that really old game because I'm playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that game's super
old.
Don't
spoil that episode of MASH for me.
Listen. I have unique challenges when it comes to media.
All right, back to topic.
MASH was a TV show.
Eric, continue.
any survival game or any sort of simulator survival game, I am like, it doesn't have to be how bad. It doesn't matter. Just the building and gathering and building sort of experience I enjoy.
Why is that guilty to you? Have you played Warehouse Simulator?
I haven't played that one yet.
Yeah, I'll write down. I can get you hooked up for that for a little while.
Yeah,
it's very interactive. Yeah, it's like I put like something that looks like 3D goggles, but they're just clear. And then I take you down in the warehouse and like fold shirts. Oh, you're leveling up! Yay! And I just put post-it notes on it. It's like, yay, level two.
But there's so many now. Shirt like I've superstar. Stopped buying them on Steam right away because there's so many. They're like early access and just broken.
Yeah, there's too many. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I just have to wait until they get out. But
until they're done.
I mean,
The same with Simulator, like Prison Architect. I really like.
I've heard that's really good.
It's pretty good.
You know, there's a really great simulation game that you might enjoy.
What?
Pitch this to you. Imagine if you could. This is a deep database.
Permaculture farming? Is that what this is? Because if it is, shut up.
No. Football Manager.
Oh, God.
It is
the
most detailed simulation game that exists.
Stop.
It is. It's truly the
Brian,
best.
And that's
most
your
cultured,
guilty pleasure game
fully,
for me.
Fully.
I would not be against trying it.
It's not even football. Why do they call it that?
Yeah.
David. Yeah, right. My favorite
my
troll.
My grandfather just rolled over in his grave. Why do they call it football when they don't use their feet? What do I say in a thick Scottish brogue?
I have not played it in a while, but I used to play on the 64 Monopoly a lot with my friends and roommates at the time.
Yeah, I always used to try and play board games on the because it's so much easier.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they were never any good. Yeah. They're always so bad.
There's no K Monopoly game.
Oh
out
man,
there
I used to play Uno on the Xbox.
Uno was actually good. Yeah,
but
it
was so dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a danger zone. So many wing wongs.
Yeah.
I quit playing Uno on the Xbox because a very young boy flashed the camera, and I was like, you know what? Done. Just not worth it.
Didn't they fix that, though? I thought they fixed that where you could just block everybody else's pictures or something.
Oh, I don't know. I quit. I was done. I literally turned off my Xbox and left it off for like 6 months.
Your avatar, you know, they had the camera, right? And your avatar was whatever picture you put up there. So you could put a picture of anything.
It was the first thing that used the Xbox Vision Cam. And it literally was what created like the enforcement team at Xbox. Like their.
It was a proto chat roulette.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anytime you saw a penis, you would yell Uno.
That's the game.
It's a new game.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what other like. A lot of my other games are not bad. Like, I wouldn't say they're bad.
I don't think that I really qualify many games unless they're actually broken. I have a hard time discrediting a game and saying it's a guilty pleasure.
Like, okay, here we go. So we already had this podcast with different people. Uh-huh. So, and I gave mine. My examples were really bad seek and find games. Seek and find games in general, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are not good games.
That's true.
But I still like doing them. And Escape the Room games.
Escape the Room games.
Most of those are garbage.
That's
still
true.
So, see, there are games.
You should have to
expand your horizons.
No, there's lots of bad games.
Exactly. But that you enjoy playing.
I
don't enjoy either of those styles, I guess, of game.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, because they're bad.
Yeah, but you know what? If you don't want to actually invest in an actual game, you just want to fucking sit there and move a mouse around for a little bit and relax. You know what? That's great. And, you know, get accomplishments, like find things. I'm smart. I found these things.
Yay me.
I did something, okay? I beat this level. I'm good.
I did it.
That's really funny.
When I don't relax. I play GTA online and just rove around and do races. And,
yeah.
I used to.
Like, but GTA is one of the ones, like you were saying, like where there's a games where you play for a story and there's some that you play just to be a social thing. Like GTA. Like when I want to do story stuff, I do the story. But oftentimes I just do the online. Like I just load up online because it's easier. Even though I don't really get a story experience, like there's not really. I don't know. Like
I never understood Grand Theft Auto as a whole because I just remember my experience in college where people were like rave about it. Everyone's like, oh, GTA is the best. And I'd go over and hang out with them and they'd just be running around doing just like.
Because you can do whatever you want.
Stars
That's why
way
fun.
Up and then like dying. And I'm like, why is this fun?
But you're doing
the game's
friends,
whatever you want to
fun.
Be. That's why
now,
it's fun.
The online part of it like maybe changes it because you can roll out. Like, but like the idea that you could like build a crime posse and do like an Italian job, that sounds rad. I want to play that game.
It's pretty amazing.
I want to play a heist game.
Yeah, I mean, what was...
GTA has heists.
Yeah, and the stories in the overall story in GTA was actually really good in all of them.
Yeah.
So, but most people just don't play it. They play it for a little bit and then they go fuck off and they just keep doing that. Drive cars around as fast as possible, whatever.
For some reason, I envision Eric playing GTA as like a good citizen,
yeah.
Like drive, like parallel parking,
yes,
like
exactly.
properly.
Never,
like,
no, I
never
see
going faster than the posted speed limit.
I picture him like cackling in glee as he like yeah. murders an entire
yeah, his
build, like,
exact opposite.
He's like.
He's
like
you not obey speed limits at all.
By day, he's the kind-hearted Eric that we know, who's enthusiastic and happy about pretty much everything. By night, he's an arsonist.
My favorite car is this sports car that they just came out with called the Brawler. That has it's an off-road sports car, so you can just go wherever, like just over hills, like land on houses.
That's
pretty
sounds
amazing.
Ridiculous.
I've not played this one. It sounds fun.
It is GTA 5 is pretty amazing.
What is your guilty pleasure game, David Kaufman?
Yeah, Dave.
David.
What bad games do you play?
All the games Dave plays are bad.
How dare you? I have exquisite taste.
we'll see. Let's hear it.
All of the games that I like are great, and everyone likes them too. That is all.
That's pretty much it. No, I think that pretty much all mobile games can be argued are generally terrible. Like even the Kairosoft games, which I have played a lot of.
Yeah.
Like I objectively, they're bad, right?
There's well, because they're all the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Thing.
They started out okay. They had a cool idea, and then it's just the same thing over and over and over. Ugh! Can't play them anymore.
Yeah, but like so many other mobile games, like there's very little challenge to it. Like if you play it enough, you were guaranteed to win.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a kind of a clear sign that the game's not very good. It's not even for that. I also went back to thinking of some of the early games on the Nintendo NES. Have any of you played Elevator Action by chance?
No, but that sounds amazing.
It's a pretty good game, but it's crappy looking.
I think it may have been the second game after Mario Brothers that I got from my original Nintendo Entertainment System. And when I first got it, like, because I'm blown away by the Nintendo in general, I'm thinking that everything is amazing and I'm having a blast with this game. And the more games that I added to my library, the more I would go back to Elevator Action and realize how horrible this game was. Like, it was literally a game where you just go down an elevator and jump over guys. Like, the animation on it is so clunky, and the gameplay is just
like
not
an old
there.
Atari game. Just yeah. Port it up.
Exactly. It yeah. is like an old Atari game. Is that literally what it was?
I don't know. I think maybe it's an older game, yeah.
It would not surprise me at all.
No, I think I had that game.
I think a lot
you
of people
rode in
game.
An elevator, basically.
Yeah. yeah. You go up in a building, and yeah, I think I had that one.
You're
yeah.
like a super spy, and then you would jump and kick over people. I wish I could. Yeah. I should have brought an iPad to show you these animations. yeah. But yeah. That was a terrible game that I never got tired of playing, mostly because it still holds a special place in my heart. A lot of those games were pretty bad. Like Ikari Warriors was broken.
yeah. It was fun, though.
Did you get to the part where you literally could not progress? Like, there was a bug in the game.
I don't know if I was that good at it at that point.
yeah, you just cheat over and over again.
Oh, I don't think I ever cheated. I wasn't into the...
Surprise.
I didn't know that was a thing with
the
games at that point.
The only one you cheat on is Contra, because that game's retarded
well, yeah,
hard.
Yeah.
No, I am here to say that there is no way that you could have played Ikari Warriors without cheating. Because the game itself is, I don't know, it's like 6 hours long, and every life is going to last you about 30 seconds.
Maybe I cheated. I don't remember. I remember playing. I don't think
bored.
I ever played it for that long. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I ever.
You played
progressed.
It for 30 seconds like, at a time.
No.
I'm tired probably, of dying. I'm going to play a different game, like Mario, where I don't have to die all the time.
more recent example, I have to include Destiny. Even though half of the game is brilliant, the other half of this game is so horrible that it is literally an embarrassment.
I was going to say Destiny 2 because there are times where it's like, you go through something really amazing and like some dialogue pops in or like a quest comes around and you're just like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's such a good game.
Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage.
It's such a strange case study on how half of it can be so great.
Yeah.
And then the other half just so bad.
But
like,
yet,
what's
still
the bad part
of
the lore
game.
Is the bad part?
The lore, the voice acting is terrible. A lot of the quest structure is just not even there. It's completely rudimentary. It's
what made
like,
me
didn't League of Legends has the same issue, or like the lore was so bad that they like fired people over it. After
the lore, they just wiped it.
Yeah.
There is no lore in League of Legends anymore. Yeah. Like, so they just erased it.
But they could do it for League of Legends, whereas like
you can't do that in Destiny.
You can't really do it with Destiny. Cause
not so much.
The thing game. About Destiny that drove me crazy was that there's no map.
Yeah.
Like, you can't pull up a map as you're driving around trying to find different things. Like, there's markers like you can follow, but you can never just pull up a map and be like, I want to go over here. I'll look at a map to get there.
It's the future. The future doesn't have maps.
Apparently. That was always, but
it
I spent so many, it doesn't matter how many flaws I found with it. I spent a lot of hours in that game and I probably will go back to it.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of fun to shoot people in the heads and watch the little explosions of, I don't know, something. I don't know what those explosions are supposed to be.
Yeah. Not blood.
It's not blood. It's like, I don't know, whatever.
Matter of some sort.
Plasma.
I guess. Sure. Let's go with plasma. That makes sense. Build that into the lore.
Yeah, good job. You've made more lore.
I've made it better.
More realistic lore.
Sure, you had to have played some really bad PC game since you're a PC gamer. There's lots of bad PC games.
There was a game, Carmageddon 2, which I don't think was actually a bad game, but
I'm
played
sure
it.
Sure, it was.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
It was one of the first games, first driving games, where physics was like a huge deal, which is to say that you could, if you did it right, you could cut your car in half.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, nice. Like there would be saws where you could drive it into a saw, for instance. Like, I think there was a lot of stuff that game moved forward. However, I played it in a very simple mode. In fact, I may have just had the shareware copy. I can't remember if I actually bought it or not. But there's a mode where you're just in with like six other cars and the goal is just to blow them up. And that's it. That is the entire, well, for what I was playing as, that was all I was playing. And I probably put 200 hours into this.
That is the guilty pleasure game. Like, that's it.
There was a way. I'm embarrassed to tell this story. There was a way where you could change the names of the cards. Like the cards would have a little floating name above it. Mm-hmm. And I think it may have been a text file that I edited or something. I went in and I would rename each of these cards to be people I was upset with at the time. And then my coach would destroy
these
people.
I'm so delighted. That's the best. I think that's the best thing that's ever come out of a podcast for me. Just David sitting in front of his computer. Fuck you, Clarence.
Carl.
Fuck you, Carl. Okay. Fuck you, Sally.
I'm naming one.
Well, on that bombshell, it feels like we should just end it there. It's not going to get anything
better. You can
get
it for iOS, Dave.
Carmageddon 2?
Oh, no.
Carmageddon.
Yeah, I tried the original. I did try this iOS port, and it didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
He couldn't name the cars.
I need to destroy things.
The destruction is the important part.
I liked Twisted Metal a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And more extreme, like a stupid cartoony version of that, where you actually had weapons. But
yeah.
We played a lot of that. That was my Mario Kart. I think I played more Twisted Metal than Mario Kart.
Yeah, I never got people's obsession with that game. It was just too silly for me, I guess. Like, it wasn't serious enough. I couldn't get into it.
It was less socialist than Mario Kart.
Okay.
Thanks, Obama.
You could actually like dominate in that game. It felt like a direct translation of skill, whereas Mario Kart
is a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
Fucking blue shell. Back then there wasn't blue shells.
Stupid blue shell.
No. That was when it was great. All right. Anything else?
I got nothing else.
I mean, does Football Manager count as a
Football Manager, yes, definitely counts. That
I don't feel guilty about it though.
You should.
You don't have to feel guilty. You just have to know it's not that great.
And I think you still play it anyways because you like it. For me.
No, it is really great. I just know it's a niche. I know it's a niche product, but it's a really great game. It's like I don't think that a game gets made through like 14 iterations without being really good at what it is.
At what it is.
It's like saying that you can't have 100 McDonald's restaurants unless it's really good.
Well, it is. It's a great business model. Well, it was. It's failing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Football Manager is about as detailed a sim as you can get for something. I don't think anyone else has poured that amount of research, considering that
The Sims?
It's a game that's managed to...
Anybody?
Sims is not even close.
Both correctly. It's been incorrect, but it has predicted some big superstars in the world.
Yeah.
And their database is so vast because it's largely fan-sourced, and they have like staff who go and scout players that they sell this database to real teams.
It's not a game. It doesn't sound like a game. It sounds like just like a scouting.
It's a job. It's a job. It's a simulation of a job that is incredibly stressful.
Yeah, Brian. Most of your games are just work. League of Legends and inventory management games.
Oh, funny. We were talking about League of Legends yesterday. Here's a little tip. I think this is worth it. It's the guilty pleasure thing. Kind of. I don't know if it ties in at all. But Kiko was talking about how he was practicing his like moving and shooting. And he's like, if I'm going to be in one role only, then I better be good at it. I'm like, well, that's why I chose the role that nobody else wants. Because then it's like, as long as I'm better than the worst person you can imagine playing that role, then I don't have to get better.
You did choose that role. You chose that bottom tier.
I got put there because no one else wanted it.
All right.
There you go.
If you guys have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Bye.
Football Manager is great.